in the very month, which is the month of Sivan, and on the 23rd day. And the edict was written according to all that Mordecai commanded concerning the Jews to the satraps and the governors and of officials of the province from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces. To each province in its own script, and to each people in its own language, and also to the Jews in their script and in their language. And he wrote in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed it with the king's signet ring. Then he sent letters by mounted carriers riding on swift horses that were used in the king's service, bred from the royal stud, saying, "The king allowed the Jews who were in every city together and to defend themselves, or defend their lives, to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate any armed force or any people or province that might attack them, children and women included, and to plunder their goods." Now 15. Then Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal robes of blue and white, with a great golden crown and a robe of fine linen and purple, in the city of Susa, shouted and rejoiced. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city where the king's command and his edict reached, there was gladness and joy among the Jews, a feast and a holiday. And many from the people of the country declared themselves Jews, for fear of the Jews had fallen on thee. Amen. All right. That was a long, but we made it. If I could just keep my line, he would have saved life. He would have been good to see. All right. I want to, as we return to our series, the Book of Esther, Growing Eyes to See the Hand of God. Today's title sermon is Hindsight with Handsight is 2020. Okay. Hindsight with handsight is 2020. All right. Now, let me kind of help you kind of understand where I'm coming from this morning. There is, as you see, there is a secular idiom that we say hindsight is 2020. I don't know if any of you ever heard, anybody ever heard that. Amen. That expression, that hindsight is 2020. My sight ain't 2020, but hindsight is 2020. And when you think about hindsight, you're thinking about people who are able to look back on the past and understand what happened. You have hindsight if you can look back on the past and understand what happened. Now, 2020, we talked about a little bit about, if you were there on at the watch meeting, when you have 2020, it doesn't mean you have perfect vision, but it means you have clear or known vision.
Right.
Amen. When you have 20/20 vision, you know those charts, if anybody has ever had the eye chart, that means when they put the eye chart 20 feet away, it looks to you like it's 20 feet away. Now, when you have a vision like mine,
come on now, amen.
And they put it 20 feet away,
yeah.
It looks like it's 250 feet away.
Amen.
Yeah. A man is about 2250. Amen. So, so it's saying, when you see that first number mean how it looks when it's 20 feet, and that second number means, first number is how many feet away it is, and the second number is how it looks, how many feet it looks like it's away. So if it's 2100, it's 20 feet away, but it looks like it's 100 feet away. So if you have 20 feet, you see clearly. No, that's basically what I'm saying. Now listen, this is why this is important. So they said, when you look back
in the past and you see situations and events, when you look at them after they passed and you look back at them, you're able to understand that event better.
All right. All right.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, and though the events that seemed difficult when you went through them, now they seem clear.
Right, right.
Because you see the consequences that the events brought about.
Amen.
Okay. So when you were going through it, the event was unclear. Why is this happening to me? Or why is it not happening to me?
Right.
But now that you've been through it and came through it, you look back at it, and now you see why it happened to you, because the consequences of that event or what resulted from that event either brought you to a better place or a worse place.
Amen.
Y'all with me kind of? Y'all with me kind of? But now I'm adding to that. Because that's for secular. That's for people that don't know God. But when you know God and you're a follower of Christ, not only do you have 2020, not only 2020 hindsight, but 2020 gives you also handsight. What do you mean by that? Because you can see God's hand. See, a second person can only see the consequence. But we can see how God was moving, how his hand was moving on our behalf.
Amen.
So, as a believer, not only do we have hindsight, but we also have handsight. We're able to see the hand of God. And that's why, as a believer, as you grow, you'll have better hindsight when you look back at what you come through.
Right.
Anybody with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to be as plain as.
Yes, sir.
Come down here, y'all realize what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do something that's almost impossible. I'm trying. We're starting at chapter 5, verse 9. And we're going through chapter 8. Half of chapter 6, 7. 3.5 chapters. Now, the past last week, we did a half a chapter. It took almost an hour. I'm going to 3.5 chapters. Y'all better hold on. We may be a while. No, I'm going to try to cover it. I'm going to try to cover it. I'm not going to try to go in detail, but I'm trying to go like, rather than going like if you we were on earth and walking around the neighborhood and going house by house, we will never make it. So I'm trying to give you a view from the helicopter. Looking down, and you'll be able to see a bigger picture. Amen. So hopefully it won't take me as long. And listen. Let's get into chapter. Y'all remember chapter 5, don't you? I think we talked about chapter 5 last week. When Esther followed through on what she had promised. She took a stand. And say, hey, went to the king, risked her life. The king raised the golden scepter. Mm-hmm. And she told him, hey, he said, what you want? King said, what you want, Esther? She dressed up in her queen regalia. And he said, hey, I give you whatever you want up to have. I can't give you my hand. Man, you don't feel like saying that when you eat on your plate. I'm just throwing it in there. All right. But up the hands of the king. And they sit down. And she said, well, I want to have a meeting. Let's have a little banquet, a little dinner. And invite Haman over.
Right.
And we want to have a dinner. So she invited Haman over. Our king said, okay, that's what you want? He said, hey, somebody go get Haman. The queen said, you want to have a little dinner. Back him over. So go get him because we want to have a little banquet tonight, have a waiter to say that, you know. We have a little banquet and meet the queen and Haman. You know, he came about and Haman came over. And just I kind of think what happened here, we're all thinking, okay, she won't tell it now. She won't tell it
right.
about how him is.
Right.
She will go ahead and expose him right now. Because Haman got issues.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were already, you know, already, like, oh, it's going to come out. It's going to be, we're going to be, it's going to be a mess up in here. You done waited a whole week, and here come the show. And you read. And she said this. King, what I want, let's get together again. Let's get together again tomorrow. Me, you, and Haman. And then I'm going to tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you what you asked me for, my request. Why did she stop? Why did she stop? We won't understand as we go on. See, we don't understand why she stopped now.
Right.
You got to go past. You got to fast forward.
Yeah, yeah.
And get what we're going to do. We look back. Oh,
hindsight.
That's
okay,
why
gotcha,
she stopped.
All right.
But one thing I do want to say, one thing that's going to, I think is going to be a part of her stopping is remember what she said back in chapter 4. She said, when she made up her mind what she was going to do, she said, have everybody, Mordecai, have everybody fast for me.
Right.
Y'all remember that?
Right.
And me and my maiden, we going fast.
Uh-huh.
Don't miss that. Don't have everybody, man, give up. So, because I want to tell you one thing. There's one thing about that. There's a lot of benefits. But I want to tell you about one benefit of that. When you fast, I mean, give up something. Give up, you fasting means to give up something. But it also means to get something.
Right. Amen.
We think about it in the negative, but it's not only a negative, it's always a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're fasting away from that thing you're giving up, but you're feasting on love.
Amen.
The thing about fasting is it helps you to tune in to God more clearly.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
You ever had a radio station and you listen to that radio station about 3 or 4 stations coming in? I can't understand because other stations be bleeding in.
That's good.
Sometimes that's the way it gets in life. You're trying to hear from God, but other stuff is bleeding in.
Right.
So fasting is a way of getting to the station.
That's good.
Where you can hear God clearly.
Amen.
I believe what I believe, Esther, she was ready, but then because they had fasted, God said, not now.
Yeah.
Not now. I've had that. When I was all ready to say something or do something, and God said, no.
Yeah.
It ain't the time. Hold back. God's time is always the right.
Amen.
That's why you need to, because sometimes you ain't tuned in to God, and God see you finna mess up bad. And God is saying, shut up. You say, nah, I'm getting peace of my mind. You're not even doing your job. God is waiting. He was going to fix it for you if you just waiting. But you just had to tell him what you had to tell him. I'm going to tell him.
Okay,
God really work it out for
you.
Well, in fact, so she didn't say nothing. He left. That's what verse 9. He left. And when he was going to the house, he passed. He done met with the queen. Oh, man. Most people don't get me with the queen. He left. That's good. And he done went out and sees Mordecai on the way.
Yeah.
Mordecai still won't buy down.
Yeah.
Well, and he got agitated. Came on that. He got agitated because Mordecai was still with my body. And he didn't enjoy the good deal, and he got agitated.
Yeah. Amen.
He done got upset. Sometimes, and you know, I'm going to throw this in, believers. Sometimes things that happen that agitate you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You know the enemy wants you to be agitated.
Right.
The enemy wants you to be agitated. Let me see. I'm gonna show you why. Okay. Okay, now this agitation is found in 5:9 through 5:14. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Go to 11. Because I want you to see something in verse 11 and on. Now,
chapter 5.
I'm on 11. This is after he got agitated. He went home to his friends and his wife, Zeresh. And then the verse 11 says, Haman returned. Now he's talking to his friend, he's talking to his boys and people at home and wives. He said, hey, listen. And Haman recounted to them the splendor of his riches. Haman is rich. He said, boy, I got this house and car. Man, I got clothes and jewelry. I got everything. He just tell them how much I just been blessed. Then the number of his sons. But look at my kid. That kid, oh, it is wonderful. I got kids and I got everything I could ever want. And then he promotes. I just got a promotion. Y'all see where I'm at? And the king has honored him and advanced him. I'm above everybody else. I'm right above the king. Prime minister. Yeah. Then 11. And then 12 says, he said, and Haman said, even Queen Esther, let no one else come to the little dinner but me. Just place. Favor. But wait a minute. Something wrong. 13. Yet all this is worth nothing to me. So long as I see Mordecai out of you sitting at the king's gate.
Wow.
He got everything you can want. He got his son and doing wine. That got a promotion. Getting favor from his queen. And then he can't enjoy the blessing because of his agitation.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. You can harbor resentment.
Come on now.
And animosity towards somebody. And you got blessings all around you, and you can't enjoy
them.
You can harbor stuff in your heart and be too mean to forgive and be in the midst of praising and worshiping and glorifying God, but because you agitated, you can't get hold of that.
Right. My God, preacher.
Blessed and agitated.
Yeah.
Missing out. You can't. You got a nine bed, you don't pay one of the bed where half was warm, half was going out. And the bed matching, and you got some nice stuff. And you can't sleep because you're agitated.
Yeah.
Can't
sleep.
You think about that person that did something to you 3 years ago.
I know. They sleep good.
Yeah. And they sleeping good in a rollaway bed.
Yeah. Come on now.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. And you agitated. You got a nice bed you can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Haman was in that situation. He just came from a dinner full. And all of a sudden, he see Mordecai. He didn't got so agitated. He can't enjoy it. You can't even enjoy it. I wonder how his son felt. I got good son, but this Mordecai thing, let's get, he just get up. What about?
Yeah.
So we bring his joy. You think you don't get no joy from us?
That's real.
Because he's agitated. It ain't worth that much, y'all. Let it go. Forgive. Move on.
Amen.
Well, you can enjoy the blessings of God.
Amen.
Don't miss out on God's blessing. Because
yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But now, so he go home, talk about all he done, how agitated he is. And you know, when you're hanging out with your folk like you, you hanging out with other, you agitated. You go find out. I know it happened to me. It happened to you. You ever been to athletic event and you hanging out?
Ooh, that's why I sit by myself.
And everybody else aggravated.
That's real.
Your other fans around you agitated. You just get in with it.
That's real.
And you find and more they talk about. You don't even miss that call. And listen, this one did this. You can get more agitated too.
That's real.
Because they make you more agitated. So you went on to the friend's address, and the wife said, but hey!
Yeah.
He said, okay, we're going to build 50 cubits tall, with 50 cubits, cubits for the hat. So 75 foot gallows. Yeah. The hang hanging on. So we tie the hang. Won't buy them. We tie them one time. Thank you. You may have to do it two or three times because I'm moving quick.
Gotcha.
Amen. Y'all right?
Amen.
Said we gonna hang Monica.
Yeah.
Better be careful about the stuff you say when you agitated.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
So he making plans for the gallows, and then that night. King couldn't sleep.
Right.
King, you know the king got the best of the best. But
right.
Somebody had insomnia. Couldn't sleep.
Couldn't sleep, yeah.
Well, hey, guys. Bring me the history of the Chronicles book. Wow. Can't sleep, but you know he loved to think about all how great it was. So he was bringing the Chronicle book so I can see all the great stuff I done. And he reading that Chronicle book. Y'all listen to me now. Because I hope y'all can see the hand of God. He was reading that Chronicle book. First he couldn't sleep.
Right.
And then he got reading that Chronicle book. And he read about Mordecai. Remember back in chapter 2?
Yeah.
Or chapter 1?
Yeah.
When Mordecai heard. He was ill and he heard. He heard them boys plotting against the king.
Yeah.
They take the key lock. And he told Esther and they fought a plot and hung the guy.
Yeah.
And he would read, he said, oh, did we ever do anything for Mordecai? See, you always get rewarded right away.
Right.
Oh. Because sometimes God got a timetable for your reward. You want your reward right here. No, they wrote it in the book, though.
Yeah.
And this particular night, after Haman built the gallows, the king can't sleep. Go in the book. Read the book. We're trying to read about itself, how great he is. Come across this thing. Well, Mordecai had saved his life.
Right.
Has anybody ever done anything for Mordecai since he saved my life? He said, well, I'm about to bless Mordecai.
Right.
And right about that time, next thing you know, here come Haman. Haman finna come and say, hey, we need to hang Mordecai.
Yeah.
But before he can get out, we need to hang Mordecai. The king said, I got somebody I want to honor.
Yeah.
What do you think we should do?
Come on.
Somebody that real
good.
Yeah, yeah. Save my life. Think I ought to do for him.
Yeah.
I know you're giving it. What you think I ought to do for him, Haman?
Yeah.
Haman said, oh, I know it was me.
Thought it was him.
Yeah. Killing himself.
I think you need to put a raw robe on him.
Yeah.
And put him up on
work it out.
On your best car. And then just have decorated through the streets, telling everybody how great he is. And the king said, boy, that's a good idea. And he was going to smile and say, go get The second one I got on there, Mordecai's humiliation. Do you realize how humiliating it was?
Right.
For Mordecai, the one who was just about to tell the king to hang, now he got to put the king's robe on it, put him on the king's horse, parade him to the street, telling everybody how great Mordecai was.
Yeah.
Oh, that was humiliating, boy. Oh, that was bad. And he paraded him to the street. You know how he went. He didn't go home feeling. He didn't go home feeling too busy.
Right.
After having a parade. And then he told his wife again, I was finna tell him, baby, I was finna tell him that we need to hang Mordecai. But then, just before I could get it out, he started talking about honoring somebody that was great. So I thought, me, of course. So I went in, we got into that. The next thing I know, I'm out in the street walking while Mordecai's on the horn telling everybody how great Mordecai
was.
Wow. Well, I wish I had a witness in there. I wish I had a witness in here somewhere. And then now, listen. I'm getting things. I want to move too fast. And just when he was talking to his wife, tell him about, you know what had happened that day? Here come the king eunuch. Because it's always time. Hey, it's time for the next dinner. King eunuch came. Before he know anything, the king eunuch was taking him to the dinner.
Yeah. All right.
Come to the dinner. It's the king here. Esther, he said, all right. Esther, been waiting for a day or two now. What did you ask? And then he said, I'm going to read it for y'all. But it sounds better. Chapter 7. Verse 1. Start at verse 1. So the king and Haman went to the feast with Queen Esther, and on the second day, as they were drinking wine, if they stopped drinking so much, drinking wine after the feast, the king again said to Esther, what is your wish? Come on.
Yeah, what you want? Don't I get your hat, king?
Queen Esther, he said, it's whatever you want, it'll be granted unto you. And what is your request? Even half of my kingdom, it shall be. And the Queen Esther answered, if I found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be granted me for my wish, and my people for my request. For we have been sold. King,
yes.
Me and my people have been sold. I and my people. To be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. King, me and my whole people, all of the people of my Savior's here, we've all been sold to be annihilated. If we had been sold merely as slaves, if they'd have sold us as slaves, I'd have been all right with the king. I just went along with it. Men and women, I would have been silent. I wouldn't even say nothing about it. For our affliction is not to be compared with the loss to the king. Then, a half word said to Queen Esther, who is he? And why is he who has dared to do this? And it said, a foe in it, and then this wicked Haman.
Right.
Then Haman was terrified for the king. And the queen. And the king arose with wrath from the wine. Because you know, whatever he drank wine.
Yeah.
He had a bad temper. Y'all know that, but y'all didn't know that. And went into the palace court. He's so hot. He said, I'm going to go out here and cool off. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you get so hot, you got to go up and cool off.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out. We had a guy the other night. He said, I'm going to go out. Let's get you off. I'm going to go out and cool off. That's what he does to the doctor. He gets, you know, he gets too angry. So the king goes out and cool off. And he said, when the king went out to cool off, then Haman started pleading with Esther. Esther, please don't let, give me up. He was all up on Esther. And when he was all up on Esther, the king said, oh, no. First you threatened. Now I leave out the room and I come back and you all up on my mama. Oh, Lord, Hammer. So, you know, and you identify him. And somebody put him away. And then somebody came in and said, wait a minute. He built the gallows for Mordecai. And the king just hanging on. Condemnation. Condemnation. Now, listen. We don't fast forward. Now we got to look back. If Esther would have said it the first time, it wouldn't have been no gallows.
Right.
If she had said it the first time, the king may have had to think about it. Because he didn't know Mordecai. He didn't know what Mordecai had done for him. But because God stopped her the first time, by the time the second time, she knew who Mordecai was. She knew, and the king knew what Mordecai had saved in life.
Right.
And the king had an affection for Mordecai because he had seen Mordecai come through the line. And then he had said three times, do whatever you want, I'm going to do it for you up to have in the kingdom. Over and over. So all this stuff happened, and she was able to experience all this because he had said the first thing. Spiritually, don't say it now.
Right.
I need to do some things
right.
to get the king's head right.
Right.
So when you bring it up,
Right.
When you bring it up, you don't know what you're talking about. I do. And then the king got when he probably wouldn't have been that upset if he said she said it before. But now, wait a minute. And then when he came back, saw him all up on him.
Yeah.
I can't say it like I want to see it. y'all know what y'all hear.
Amen. Amen.
And it hung him. Condemnation. All in the story with agitation you don't deal with.
That's real.
His agitation eventually led him to the gallows.
Yeah.
It should have never started. It should have never started. But you see, God was making a way all the time.
Yeah.
With people way back in chapter 1, when Vashti got removed from queen.
Because
Vashti had some anti-Semitic feeling. She was kind of anti-Jewish too. But so God had to move her, bring Esther in.
Right.
So when they needed her, Esther would already be in position. She was already in that place to do what she had to do. You got to look back to understand what God was doing. But when you look back, you see God's hand working all the way
through. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you look back over your life.
Yes, sir.
You know what that's only look back over your life.
Yeah.
And same thing goes.
Yeah.
And I can truly say that I've been blessed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, when you were going through it, you didn't seem like you were winning. But when I look back, I got 20/20 vision. And I was looking back over my life.
Yes, sir.
I can truly see. I got 20/20 vision.
Yes, sir.
I can truly see that I've been blessed. I thought I was cursed. Let me go on trying to finish this thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it or not, but so now we get to chapter 8.
My Lord,
Chapter 8, verse 1. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman. You remember? Haman was talking about all he had. All he had. The queen said, Esther, that's yours now.
Right?
That's your question.
Yeah.
financial turnaround.
Yes.
See, what God brings you through, he gave Esther and Mordecai all that Haman had. All that he was bragging about. Because he didn't say thank you, God, for doing this for him. Because he didn't acknowledge God to be a blessing and how God is blessing. He gave it to he'll give you
Come on.
Now, she was already free. She didn't really need it. But God said, hey, I'm just going to tell you that I can do it when I want to do it. Yeah. I can turn things around.
Yeah.
Somebody done went through something, and amen, you was in financial ruin, but God so way fixed it that he gave you financial. He can give you, amen, that enemy that had so many, and now he gave what the enemy had, he gave it to you.
My Lord.
Yes, sir.
Financial turnaround. I can see it. I can see it. It was God. And what he was doing all, he was preparing them all the time.
Yes.
But not only did he give a financial turnaround in verse 1, but look at verse 2. And he took off the signet ring, which had taken Haman, because that's what the power was. The power to make decisions for the king. So he took it off Haman. Before the Haman, y'all don't understand. He took the signet ring off of him. The signet ring gave him the authority to sign for the king. Haman had made gallows for Mordecai. Haman got what was meant for Mordecai. The gallows.
Yes, sir.
And Mordecai got what was meant for Haman, the signet ring. It was a political turnaround. So now he's in power. Now the power that was in the ring that used to be Haman's power, now it's Mordecai's power.
Yeah.
It's a political turnaround.
Yes, sir.
You got the authority now. Haman sent out some letters. Say all the Jews are supposed to die. But now, Haman, you got the signet ring. You got the political power. But not only did he have political power, but now, you remember you couldn't change the law to meet a Persian. He done told on a certain day, it's okay, we're going to kill all the Jews. We're going to kill all the Jews. The day is coming. And that's why, Esther had to intervene. So he said, okay, can't change that. But once you get in the law, the mean person can't change that. But now, look, Mordecai, you got some power. So what you going to do? It's right here, verse 11. Verse 11. Chapter 8. Verse 11. This is what Mordecai said. This is what Mordecai wrote. Saying that the king allowed the Jews who were in every city. Mordecai was signing with the signet ring he got on. He done wrote it. King said, then write up what you want to write up. Sign with my signet ring.
Yeah.
And this is what Mordecai wrote. Saying that the king allowed the Jews who were in every city to be gathered. You can defend yourself. See, first time they weren't even going to defend themselves.
Right.
But now he said, listen, y'all, go to the pawn shop, go to the gun shop. They coming after you.
Right.
But now you can do a Nat Turner thing. To defend your life. They're coming to destroy and listen to, every city to get to defend themselves. And you can destroy, kill, and annihilate. And all, if they send an army, y'all be ready.
Right.
If people come, you can attack them.
Yes.
Not only can you attack them, but the children, the women. And then you can take their stuff.
So now these people, and they had this spread, they said, get on one of the king's special horses.
Right.
And had it spread throughout the province. 127 provinces. So folks got this thing. Oh. He said, you know that thing we got a few months ago, baby? They said, now, if we try to go after the Jews can kill us. Kill our children,
right.
Take our house.
Right.
I don't think I will participate in it. Oh, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
what God did through his people long ago.
Right.
I'm not going to participate in it. Uh-uh. Haman is already dead.
Yeah.
There's a new law. So not only did he do a financial turnaround.
Yeah.
Not only did he do a political turnaround. But he did a legal turnaround.
Yeah.
Won't God do it? Yeah. Yeah. I ain't finished yet. Okay, go down to verse 15. Then one, y'all ready? Everybody ready? Then Mordecai went out of the prison of the king and then he done got that robe he wanted on. And he rose. Let me go and get the robe. And white with a golden, he got a crown and a robe of linen purple. And he going down to Susa. And everybody in the city shouted and rejoiced. And the Jews had light and gladness and joy in them.
Yes.
Now, back when they first got the decree, they were sad and weeping.
Right.
You remember? Mordecai, sackcloth and ashes, feeling bad, feeling like, oh, Lord, we were. But now, he done turned their weeping
into joy. Yeah.
Weeping
may
endure. For tonight,
I'm
about to tell you, when he turned it around, joy, he'll turn it around in the midnight hour.
Yeah.
He can turn your weeping into rejoicing.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Yes, he will.
My goodness. What kind of God do we serve?
Yes, sir.
What almighty God we serve? Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll turn it around for you. Anybody here know he'll turn it around? Anybody here know he'll work it out? My. Ooh, I'm doing all I can, but we ain't finished yet. He's not finished yet. Financial turnaround, political turnaround, legal turnaround, emotional turnaround. And then look at that last part of verse 17.
Yeah. All right.
And many from the people of the country declared themselves Jews. Hey, wait a minute. And I said, now the Jews gonna come. Hey, I wanna join the Jew church. I wanna be a Jew. I'm joining the Jews because God is on their side, and I just saw what God can do.
Yeah.
So now, remember, Haman was trying to get rid of all the Jews. He was trying to reduce it. He was trying to reduce the number to zero. Why? Haman tried to reduce the number to zero. God to multiply.
Right.
God is able to take negative to make positive. Able to take liability to make assets.
Yeah.
God is an amazing God. That's why I'm trying to get you when you're in the middle of something. You continue to trust in God because God is the God of the turnaround.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Yes, sir.
Somebody here today needs a turnaround. I know you need a turnaround.
Yes.
Somebody needs a turnaround. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You need to keep trusting in God and look back at where he's already brought you.
Yes.
If he brought you this far.
My God. Yeah.
God did all it.
Yeah.
And before he went in, before Mordecai called on Esther for his help, it looked like it was all over. Now they in charge.
Yeah.
When he do it?
My God.
Woo!
My God.
I got to go ahead and close this, y'all. I got to go ahead and close this. There's a song. The song, I kind of mentioned it to you before, but Michelle Mitchell, turning it around for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to sing the whole song, we ain't got time. But there is a verse.
Yeah.
And verse said it won't always be like this.
Yeah, that's it.
He will perfect that concerning me.
My God.
And sooner or later, it's going to turn in my favor.
Yeah.
He's turning it around for me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a hope.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe, I believe,
keep being able to say that song.
Yes,
Mordecai said, y'all don't understand what I've been through,
yes,
but I just want to leave something with you.
Yes,
it won't always be like
yes,
this.
Yes,
he will perfect that concern in me.
Yes.
And sooner or later,
yes,
it's going to turn in your favor.
Yes.
It's turning around.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody in here that needs to say, it's turning around. Where you started the year.
Yes, sir.
But oh, it wasn't looking too good.
Yes,
but by the time the year came
yes,
to the end,
yeah,
woo,
my God.
We turned.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, hallelujah.
My Lord, my Lord.
I wish I had a witness
yes,
here. He will turn it around.
Yes,
I wish I had Dr. King here.
Yes.
I said, Dr. King, how did you feel when you was in the Birmingham jail?
Yes,
he said, I was there and I was down,
yes,
but I trusted in God. The same king that was in the Birmingham jail, he got his statue in Washington,
right,
D.C.
Right. Yeah.
on, sister. Hallelujah. Turn it around. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Then we throw your head.
Glory to your name.